How's it going, guys? Past level question, microbiology, step one, 32-year-old man, 2-day history, fever, chills, temperature 103 Fahrenheit. Physical exam shows mitral regurgitation. He underwent a root canal procedure a week ago. Question wants to know which of the following is most likely to be reflective of the most likely causal organism. So we're handing you the diagnosis of subacute endocarditis caused by strep viridans secondary to dental procedure. You need to know strep viridans is broken down, slash aka strep mutans, mitis, sanguis, sanguinis. All of those species names will show up on U.S. Assimilase. You need to know that. And so subacute endocarditis is due to previous valve abnormality. The vignette need not mention it, but this patient maybe had a mitral valve prolapse. And in contrast, acute endocarditis can be patients, usually IV drug users, who have no history of valve abnormalities. The point is, the fact that we have a dental procedure, we know it's strep viridans, okay? And they want you to know that the reason strep viridans can attach to valves is because of the production of limit dextrins, which are carbohydrates. So let's just hop through. Choice A, coagulase positivity, wrong fucking answer, refers to staph aureus. As I just said, it's going to be cause of acute endocarditis instead. So lengthy discussion. And staph aureus, clearly a most likely causal organism for many things in U.S. Assimilase. Choice A, wrong fucking answer. Choice B, green zone of hemolysis on blood agar, aka partial hemolysis, correct answer. So alpha hemolysis is going to be strep pneumo and strep viridans, and they both produce green zone of hemolysis on blood agar. Now, clearly step one is no longer numerical, but this isn't too dramatic, okay? This isn't out of the question for something you should know, okay? We're not getting too nitpicky, so just alpha hemolysis, green zone of hemolysis on blood agar, so strep pneumo, strep viridans. And then you need to know that beta hemolytic, in contrast, which is strep pyogeny, strep agalactiae, those are group A and group B strep, okay? So group A and B doesn't refer to alpha and beta, okay? So in beta hemolytic, complete hemolysis on blood agar, clear zone of hemolysis on blood agar, you're going to have strep pyogeny and strep agalactiae, group A and group B strep. Let's just hop through the others here. Optotrin sensitive, wrong fucking answer. So the way you differentiate strep viridans from strep pneumo is that strep pneumo is optotrin sensitive, whereas strep viridans is optotrin resistant, okay? So once again, I mean, maybe for some of you, you're hearing this for the first time, sounds a little bit weird, but it's not too dramatic. Choice C, wrong fucking answer. Choice D, small curvy growth in Campyagar, wrong fucking answer. Could refer to, you would never guess it, Campylobacter jejuni, okay? So Campylobacter is going to be bloody diarrhea in someone who's consumed poultry. And of course, it can cause Guillain-Barré syndrome, so ascending paralysis, reduced tendon reflexes. Wrong fucking answer. Choice C, tumbling motility, wrong fucking answer. Refers to Listeria. Okay, so Campylobacter is a gram-negative rod. Tumbling motility for Listeria is gram-positive rod, okay, non-spore-forming. Probably should have mentioned before, actually, I mean, sort of an elephant in the room, but it's too easy, is that when we're talking about staph and strep, they're gram-positive cocci, okay? And the way you're going to differentiate staph from strep is that staph are catalase-positive, strep are catalase-negative. So tumbling motility, though, this is Listeria. This is going to be deli meats, soft cheeses, okay, can cause infections in pregnant women that can lead to neonatal infections. So as some of you already know, group B strep is the most common cause of neonatal sepsis, meningitis, pneumonia. Of course, Listeria and E. coli can also cause infections. So what they'll do is give you big paragraph in a neonate, some infection. They'll say lab report shows gram-positive cocci, answers group B strep. They say lab report shows gram-positive rods, answers Listeria. Lab report shows gram-negative rods, answers E. coli. Choice C, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal, my team, make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.